Former Commissioner of SHRAD Justice Emil Short says too much lip service has been paid to the fight against corruption. He said what Ghanaians want to see is to punish those found culpable. Speaking on Behind the News last night, Mr. Short says the reason why there are numerous laws that are not being effective boils down to the kind of leadership the Constitution puts across. Mr. Short spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Well, I think there has been a lot of talk about it. All manner of people have spoken about it. The churches, the Christian Council, you know, people in public office, both in the NDC and the NPP, have spoken about it and have indicated that we are not doing enough to fight corruption. But I think the majority of Ghanaians would like to see some positive action. There has been enough talk, but I think most people want to see some positive action. And by that, I mean that most Ghanaians want to see people held accountable, people who are implicated in acts of corruption and embezzlement held accountable, investigated and prosecuted. A blueprint for fighting corruption has been developed by all stakeholders. This blueprint, which is the National Anti-Corruption Plan, was delivered to the Vice to the President when he was Vice President in 2011, and he passed it on to Parliament. But as of yet, Parliament has not discussed it and adopted as a national policy document so that we could take and back upon the various steps which are contained in this document to fight corruption. So these are the facts which I think a lot of Ghanaians would like to see as evidence that we are taking the fight against corruption very seriously.
Then it comes in the question, why is it that we have numerous laws and mechanisms, yet they are not effective as they should be in our fight against corruption?
Why the mechanisms are not enough?
They are not effective as they should be.
Well, that's a difficult question for me to answer, but I think it all depends on the leadership. Everything goes down to leadership. I mean, in the fight against corruption, leadership is critical. Leadership is key because the leadership drives the agenda, especially in the fight against corruption. So if these institutions are not effective, then the buck stops with the leadership of the institution.
Well, you talked about the leadership. Yeah, there are others who have also blamed society for perpetrating corruption. They think our social system promotes corruption. If you try to be honest and patriotic, society tends to have negative perception about you, and you may suffer for it if you retire.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, in the fight against corruption, everybody is part of the problem and part of the solution. We as individuals, the general public, must resist and fight corruption. And if we don't, and if we promote it, then we are being part of the problem rather than being part of the solution.
Former Commissioner of SHRAD Justice Emil Short.